Welcome to a podcast of Beyond the Book, a presentation of the not-for-profit Copyright Clearance Center. Copyright Clearance Center is the world's largest provider of copyright compliance solutions through a wide range of innovative licensing services and comprehensive educational programs for authors, publishers, and their audiences in academia, business, and research institutions. For more information about Beyond the Book and Copyright Clearance Center, please go to www.beyondthebook.com.
What you are about to hear illustrates the challenges facing researchers, librarians, and others in the developing world. Welcome to Beyond the Book. My name is Chris Keneally, your host, and I have a very special introduction to an extraordinary program. Let me tell you briefly a story. Shortly after I attended the Special Libraries Association conference in Washington, D.C. last June, I learned about a review of the Beyond the Book series in a bulletin published online by SLA's Petroleum and Energy Resources Division. The reviewer was Denny Heya of Shell in the Netherlands, who is the International Relations Chair for SLA's Division of Petroleum and Energy Resources. Denny's quite the knowledge professional. In 2007, he won the Quantum II InfoStar Award, and he was also elected SLA Europe Information Professional in 2008 as recognition for his professional leadership and initiative in the information management profession. Obviously, I had to reach out to him to learn more about his interest in Beyond the Book, and we briefly discussed several ideas for programs that he had. One of them turned out to be a terrific idea. I spoke, because of his inspiration, recently with Denny, as well as Stephen Kiza, an assistant librarian for the Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources Resource Center in Kampala, Uganda. Stephen has been a member of the Special Libraries Association since 2007, and he belongs likewise to the Petroleum and Energy Resources Division with the assistance of several board members. Denny Heya and others in SLA have helped supply Stephen Kiza with online resources to all manner of information and databases, and they are now raising money to bring him to New Orleans for the upcoming 2010 SLA conference. I hope, and as everyone does at Copyright Clearance Center, that today's Beyond the Book podcast helps that effort. And I invite you to contact me with any questions you may have about ways you can help, too. My email, as always, is chriskay@copyright.com. So stay tuned now for a very special program, as I mentioned at the top, one that illustrates the challenges facing many in the developing world. And as it turned out, the phone line to Kampala was rather dodgy.
Do we have Denny Heya?
I'm here.
Well, Denny Heya, let me introduce you to somebody that you've written to many times in the past, but never actually spoken to before, so far as I understand, at least. I've got Stephen Kiza on the line from Kampala.
Hey, Stephen.
Yeah?
Good to hear you.
Well, gentlemen, am I right? This is the first time you've ever spoken on the telephone.
True.
Stephen?
Yeah, true, yeah. I'm actually speaking to... I'm hearing his voice for the first time.
Oh, well, but you've been correspondents, colleagues, friends, really, for quite a little while now.
Yeah, sure. We've been corresponding using email.
Yes. Well, that's just one example, I think, of the way that the digital revolution is changing the way we share information and share our cultures and our experiences. And I want to welcome both of you to Beyond the Book. We'll bring the audience into what we're doing here. Hello, everyone. This is Chris Keneally. I am your host for Beyond the Book, brought to you by the nonprofit Copyright Clearance Center. And today, not only are we going beyond the book, but we are going beyond our borders. We have brought on to the telephone line here in a conference call two gentlemen who share a profession and like us, share a single planet. And I think that's a wonderful story, and we're going to go into it. On the line with us from Kampala, Uganda, which is on the shores of Lake Victoria and the capital city of that Central African country, we have Stephen Kiza. Stephen, welcome to Beyond the Book.
Welcome. Thank you.
Well, it's delightful to have you. Now, you are working in the Resource Center for the Ministry of Energy and Mineral Development there in Kampala. Is that correct?
Yeah, true.
All right. And then also on the phone, we have Denny Heya. Denny Heya comes to us from The Hague in the Netherlands. He is Knowledge and Information Manager at Shell International. Denny, welcome to Beyond the Book.
Glad to be here.
Well, it's very exciting, I have to tell you, for everybody to be on the phone with me, in particular for a special reason. For the first time here at Beyond the Book, I didn't have to come up with the idea for the program. In fact, Denny, this was your idea, and perhaps we can tell people about that. You've been a listener to Beyond the Book for some time, wrote about it for SLA. Tell us what SLA is and how you came to find Beyond the Book.
Okay, so SLA is the Special Life Association, a global organization for informational professionals, predominantly members in the U.S., but growing more internationally. And I work for the Division of Petroleum and Energy Resources, where I am the International Relationships Chair. And I've been listening to podcasts, I think, since I got my first iPod, and I was looking for informational programs to help me during my daily commute. And you start looking, of course, in the obvious magazines. I think at one point someone sent me a link to say, well, this is something about your professional and the publishing industry, which is also close to me. And that's how I discovered Beyond the Book, and I listen to it regularly.
Well, it's great to have you as part of our audience, and we've mentioned at the top that this phone call is possible, this relationship is all possible because of the digital revolution, and I have to tell you, it changed the way I thought about the audience for Beyond the Book when I heard from you, because I've really, I think perhaps carelessly thought of the audience as being people in the United States or possibly North America, but it's a reminder that when we put a podcast out, it's a global, potentially a global audience that can listen to us. And so once I had learned that you were part of the audience, and I said to you something which I hope others will join you in doing. I said, Denny, if you have an idea for a program, something you think would be of interest to your colleagues at SLA, at the Special Libraries Association, or just generally to people who listen to Beyond the Book, who want to get information about this very dynamic world of publishing and knowledge information, and you very promptly suggested speaking with Stephen, because what you both have been doing over a period of time is sharing professional tips, if you will, and also some real facts and databases and access to information that Stephen, in his position, might not immediately have access to. And I suppose, Stephen, it's important to say a few basic things about Uganda. I was reading online that it's a country of 32 million people. Rich in resources, although it has had its own political problems over the years. According to Wikipedia, half the population lives below the poverty line, just to give people the international poverty line, meaning that they earn less than $1.25 a day. So it gives us all here in the United States some notion of the scope of the challenge you face. But put it in your own words. What's it like as a librarian working there in that government ministry in Kampala? I understand you have a new resource center, relatively new, but tell people how many computers and what kind of materials you have there.
Okay, thank you. Here, actually, the resource center, I started it in 2005. We didn't have any room that was working as a functioning as a resource center. So So I was recruited, stayed some 9 months, and there was no resource center to manage. Until around September, actually I was recruited in April, then around September the following year, that's when I actually contacted the GTZ, which is a German company, which has some projects running with the Ministry of Energy, and then they managed to give us some money to buy the shelves. Actually, we bought 4 shelves, and they provided a computer and a printer. So that's how we started, and they also gave us 2 shelves full of books that they have been collecting, which are concerning energy and energy and general energy. So that is how we started.
Well, you know, for those of us in the United States where there's a computer in every office, at least one, to think of a whole resource center for a ministry there that has just 2 computers, right? You've got one for anyone who comes in to use the library, to use the resource center, and then you've got one for yourself. That though, nevertheless, is your launch pad onto the global information system that I believe Denny and you have been working to open up to you and to your customers. Tell me about the kinds of things you've been doing and how perhaps open access journals and other new kinds of publishing models have been making all of this possible. Stephen, tell me a bit first, and then Denny will ask you to join in.
Okay. Actually, after setting it up and then getting those 2 computers, then it took some time before I could be joined to the internet into the building. Then after getting joined, that's when I was able to start getting the internet. And actually, it started with being in a place where I couldn't get how the information is being managed in other resource centers. And
Stephen? Have we lost Stephen? Hello, Stephen? Denny, are you still there?
I'm there.
All right, hang on. Here we go. Yes, hello. This is Chris Keneally calling from Copyright Clearance Center in the United States. Can I have extension 125, please?
A moment.
Thank you. Hello, Stephen?
Yes, Chris.
Stephen, there you are again. Well, you were describing the kinds of resources... Before we lost the line there, Stephen, you were describing the kinds of resources, the kinds of materials that you have in the library, the resource center, I should say. So tell us some more.
Yeah, okay. I was saying we have 2 computers, and we can access some online channels that are free access. We can access, we have online access to research in environment, and we can access green files of EBSCO. Then we can also have full access to Science Direct.
So, yeah. So that's a pretty good start, but of course, it doesn't cover everything. And tell us briefly who the researchers are who come to the Resource Center. You've got people working at the ministry, I believe, but you've also got the general public that you work with.
Yeah, we have the staff of the ministry, and we also have the public who are interested in the energy resources matters. And we also have university students who come and do their internship at the ministry.
I see. And as I mentioned at the top, I understand that Uganda has the potential to be a producer of energy supplies, that there are significant untapped sources of both oil and natural gas in Uganda. Is that correct?
Yeah, correct.
But right now, though, not a lot of development to bring that to market, as it were.
Yeah, right now it is still in the exploration stage.
So I imagine that you have perhaps possibly some international visitors who are working for some of the oil companies or natural gas companies, whatever, who may be coming to you as well. Is that true?
Hello.
Is that true?
Hello?
Yes, is that true? I mean, do you have international visitors at the Resource Center?
Yeah, sure.
Now,
some of them are interested in getting to know the level of the development of the level at which the exploration is, and also those ones who are concerned with the environment.
Exactly. Now, Denny Heyer from Shell there in The Hague, what are the kinds of things that you've been able to provide to Stephen that he doesn't immediately have access to? He was describing for us the kinds of things he can get on a kind of basic internet, but as we have seen from just losing the phone call right now, we can imagine that it must be a dial-up service. It's probably not always accessible, and is probably very limited in what it can reach, but yet you, through the resources there at SLA, can give Stephen more resources. And I hope we haven't lost Stephen again, have we? Hello? Hello?
Oh.
Denny?
I'm still here.
Stephen? I tell you what, Denny, why don't you answer that question?
Okay. Well, I first have to say that it's just not me. It's the other members of the division, and I particularly have to mention my good friend and colleague from BP, George Fidesco. The both of us, when we heard about Stephen's situation when he just joined, we said, well, he needs access to things for his users, but also for his professional development. So for his professional development, we sponsored his membership at SLA. So he gets free access to a lot of the professional information that the association provides to him, such as online courses, guideline documents, abstracts of business books. So that helps him build his skills and reach that new level that he really wants to go for. For his end users, he basically had very little. Like he told us, he had two computers, and some shelves with books. So through our network of other colleagues in the industry and in the publishing industry, we were able, for example, to get him access to ScienceDirect. That accidentally happened because I know my Elsevier rep, and he said, "Well, if it's a developing nation, we have this program," and then you get like this little snowball. You find one link and you can get access for Stephen because he's in a developing nation. Then someone else finds out about that EBSCO has a file about environmental journals. You can give him that. So over the time, you keep your eyes open and the word gets around, and I communicate with Stephen. We've been able to get him a pretty, pretty decent, although basic, virtual collection that's, I think, very helpful for his audience.
And you've been able to do that entirely by the internet. So this is not materials that are actually physical materials. They're
nope.
Digital materials. They're all virtual.
Yeah, and I think that's the funny thing that we in the Western world, in the libraries, we have gone through this phase of, many, many years of building huge paper collections and then, over the years slowly migrating to a virtual collection. Whereas Stephen actually, he had two shelves of book, but he's, immediately started a virtual collection. So in some parts, he may be ahead of us because he has a very little paper collection to manage and that he needs to get rid of in the end.
That's an interesting thought. He's kind of bypassed the paper part of this whole thing. Fascinating thought. Well, Denny Heya in the Netherlands there at Shell, we really appreciate can't thank you enough for making us aware of this effort that you and the SLA members, your colleagues in the Special Libraries Association, have been making on behalf of not only Steve and I, believe, but I'm sure many others like him around the developing world. I understand you are trying to raise some money to be able to bring Stephen to the 2010 SLA conference. Tell us about that, and feel free to tell us how, if there's a listener or so on the Beyond the Book audience who want to help out, how they can do so.
Okay, so we asked Stephen what would be something that he really wants for his professional development. As I said, we've been able to give him access to some online books for his development. He gets the SLA journal. He has access via email to a lot of his colleagues around the world. And he really wanted to boost his skills there. So he just started in the evening working for his library degree, which besides his work in the ministry, he spends, I think, 4 nights a week and even time in the weekends to go to a real certificate to be a certified librarian. And he said, well, I really would like to go to a conference in the West where, you know, there's a lot of presentations and workshops to expand my skills. So together with other colleagues of the division, we set up a little proposal what it would take to get Stephen from Uganda to New Orleans for the SLA 2010 conferences. And so far, we have found one sponsor that is providing 60% of the budget. And the division said, well, we'll just go ahead. We'll book the trip because we are sure that the luck will be with us and we'll find more sponsors to make sure that we can get Stephen's trip funded, because it will be a dream for him to go to the conference and also visit some international libraries and meet with international peers while he is over there. So if there are organizations or individuals out there that would like to contribute to this effort, I would say that they best contact me, and perhaps the best thing would be through email. So then they can send me an email at denny@hey.nl, and I'll spell that. So that's denny@hey.nl.
Well, Denny, we will make sure that our audience knows about that. We'll remind them from time to time as we approach the SLA conference, which I believe happens about mid-year next year. That they can participate in all of this. And again, for me and everyone here at Copyright Clearance Center, I want to send word of our appreciation for your interest in Beyond the Book and for the great work you are doing with SLA to help Stephen in Uganda. And if this dream comes true and everybody is able to get together in New Orleans, perhaps we can all have an interview there. But I believe this experience online this morning has reiterated the challenges that are faced. It's not simply that we can get things to people anywhere in the world because of the internet, but if we're sitting in our offices in the Netherlands or in the United States, we take for granted this access we have on so many different kinds of devices, not only access, but reliable access 24 hours a day. And someone like Stephen, as we have witnessed, has to put up with faulty lines and all the rest of it just to kind of get the basics in. So with all of that in mind, Denny Heya in the Netherlands there, thank you so much for joining us today on Beyond the Book.
Well, you're welcome, and I think I would very like to close with Stephen's words that he puts underneath every email that he sends, and it's something I need to put on a little tile and put that on my wall. It also says, look backwards with gratitude, upward with confidence, and forward with hope. And I think that pretty much illustrates the whole story.
It certainly does. Look backward with gratitude, upward with confidence, forward with hope. We'll use that as our motto for today, too. And thank you again very much, Denny Heya, Knowledge and Information Manager in The Hague for Shell International. And on behalf of everyone at Copyright Clearance Center and Beyond the Book, this is Chris Keneally wishing you a great day.
Thank you. Bye.
Calling Mr. Manager, good afternoon.
Yes, hello. This is Chris Keneally at Copyright Clearance Center in the United States again. We lost the line a second time.
Pardon?
Well, we lost the line a second time, but we're going to try to get Stephen back on the phone. Hello. Yes, I was trying to reach Stephen Kiza at 125.
A moment.
Stephen.
Hello, Chris.
All right, good. So we're back again, Stephen. We've got you back on the phone. As an illustration, I think, of the challenges that you must face there with connecting to the world. Phone lines, internet lines are not always reliable. Is that true?
Yeah, sure. That is some of the problems we are facing, except that with the mobile phone, now it is a lot better. But with the landline, still we have breaks and here and there.
Right. Well, we've seen that today, so we don't need any proof of that. Tell us, Denny was explaining that he and others in SLA are making an effort to bring you to New Orleans next year for the SLA annual conference. Why would you like to go all the way to New Orleans from Kampala? What would you hope to do when you were there at the conference?
Okay. It was an effort which was started around 2008. There was a conference which was in Seattle, and one of the board members, I think it was Gilberto Morales, tried to manage to organize some fundraising, but then it was late. So last year I couldn't. There was no chance, and then this year I hope I'll be going. So what do I need? What do I hope to achieve? One is at least to know how things are done in the libraries, especially of developed countries, like in the U.S. I think I'll get time to visit a few libraries in New Orleans, and at the same time, at the conference, I think I'll get exposure and see what technologies are being put to use in resource centers, and at least gauge and see where we are and where the developed world is.
Look backwards with gratitude, upward with confidence, forward with hope. We rely upon all those who've come before us, who've done all the research and done all the work, and we need to move the ball forward, as it were. And you are trying to do that there in Kampala, and we will be trying to join you in New Orleans this coming spring to see how far you've gotten. Stephen Kiza talking to us today from Kampala, Uganda, at the Ministry of Energy and Mineral Development offices there. Stephen, it's been a pleasure and an honor to speak with you here. Thank you very much for joining us on Beyond the Book.
Beyond the Book is an educational presentation of the not-for-profit Copyright Clearance Center, with conferences and seminars featuring leading authors and editors, publishing analysts, and information technology specialists. Beyond the Book is the premier source for knowledge on the latest business issues facing today's dynamic publishing industry, from initial research to final publication and beyond.